Baseball insider Andy Carponi is joining us. And Andy, welcome. And the Red Sox have a official start date to the 2020 season.
They certainly do, Bill. It's just about 2 weeks away. The 60-game 2020 season opens up at Fenway Park July 24th. It's a Friday night against the Baltimore Orioles, the first of a three-game series.
All right. So what's the same and what's different about this 2020 season? Obviously, no fans, start times.
Yeah, no fans in the stands, of course, Bill, but night games will have a different start time. It'll be at 7:30 this year instead of the usual 7:10 start, and that moving back to 7:30 time maximizes viewership potentially for fans at home as well as listenership on the radio. But the Red Sox will have six home games starting in the afternoon on weekends at 1:35, one game starting at 4:30.
So that puts them into prime time viewing on the East Coast. So what else do we know about, let's say, Red Sox starting pitching at this point?
Well, the Red Sox are finishing up their first full week of summer camp workouts at Fenway as we speak. But pitchers Eduardo Rodriguez, Josh Taylor, Darwinson Hernandez have tested positive for the coronavirus, as well as third base and Bobby Dalbec. So the question is going to be, will Eduardo Rodriguez be the number one starter in the rotation come season beginning? It doesn't look that way right now. That may end up going to Nathan Eovaldi, and Darwinson Hernandez could be in line for the fifth spot in the rotation, but that's still in question as well because he's recovering from the virus.
And the virus also impacting another Red Sox player, possibly?
Well, possibly, Bill. Third baseman Rafael Devers reported to Fenway for the first time yesterday. He had been working out at Boston College because he may have been exposed to someone with the coronavirus.
All right, Andy, the draft a long time ago now, but the Red Sox do make a signing off of the 2020 draft.
Yep, they were able to ink their first-round draft pick, second baseman Nick York. He gets a $2.7 million deal, not bad for the high school player. Obviously, he'll be bypassing college at this point and heading to pro ball. Just the question will be, where does he begin his pro career? Of course, there's no minor league baseball this year, so the Red Sox could put him on their 60-man roster to get him some work with the extra players in camp to keep his skills sharp, but we'll have to see how that plays out.
All right, as far as the Red Sox so-called camp at Fenway Park in preparation for the delayed season, other news from Fenway this week?
Well, there are a couple questions out there that people want to keep an eye out for. Of course, it's who's going to be the number one starter in the rotation, as I mentioned. Will it be Nathan Eovaldi or Eduardo Rodriguez? And there's that fifth spot in the rotation. Could be Colin McHugh, Brian Johnson, Darwinson Hernandez. And they could be using that spot as an opener, which means any of those pitchers would just pitch a few innings before handing it over to the bullpen. Elsewhere, things to look out for. Alex Verdugo, will he make an impact in right field replacing Mookie Betts? And who's going to be Christian Vasquez's backup at catcher? Will it be the veteran Jonathan Lucroy or Kevin Pilecki?
You know, as we look at this team, Andy, not any better than last year's team. Are they? Really? Come on.
I'm going to say that this year's campaign of the Red Sox is worse than last year's team, no doubt about it. They've lost a lot of talent, a lot of question marks out there, and with a 60-game season, who knows what's going to happen. So I think they're looking just to get through the season and move on to 2021.
Yeah, we can blame the virus. All right, so I know you've been keeping us posted on a couple of different things in the last several months. One would be classic games on NESN. So what's up tonight and the rest of the weekend?
Well, this week, NESN is focusing on the best offensive outburst by the Red Sox. Ooh. Tonight's game goes back to August 1st of 2017. Red Sox beat the Indians 12-10. Christian Vasquez hitting a 3-1 walk-off home run in the bottom of the ninth with two outs.
Nice.
Tomorrow night, you can watch a game from July 25th of 2019. Sox scoring seven runs in the bottom of the first to beat the Yankees 19-3. Then a game I was at will be on Saturday from June 27th, 2003. Sox score 14 runs in the bottom of the first inning to go on and beat the then Miami Marlins 25-8.
All right. All right. That was not during the football season. No, it looks like a football score, though. Okay.
It does.
Yeah. And you've also been keeping us updated on Red Sox Strat-O-Matic play, and things not getting any better there for the Red Sox, right?
No, and I'm sure that's what we're going to see on the actual diamond if they do start playing. But we'll keep an eye on this for the next couple of weeks until the regular season hopefully gets underway. If not, we'll keep tracking the Strat-O-Matic season. But last night at Fenway, the Blue Jays beat the Red Sox 5-3. J.D. Martinez launched his 15th home run of the year. Martin Perez was the starter. He took the loss, allowing three runs in five innings. Falls to 7-7. Red Sox now 46-47, third place in the American League East, 9.5 games behind the Tampa Bay Rays.
All right, Andy. Now, what do we know from the rest of Major League Baseball, MLB? What's happening out there?
Well, of course, more information is coming out about teams with getting new coronavirus cases. Four Marlins players have tested positive. Nationals, White Sox, Pirates have all announced they have a couple players each who have tested positive. All players isolating. The Cardinals now say have a third player who's tested positive, so we're going to keep hearing stories like that as the weeks go by. Former Sox pitcher David Price, now of the Los Angeles Dodgers, has decided to opt out of playing this season due to concerns over the coronavirus. So David Price will be sitting it out and watching something from home, I guess.
Yeah, you know, it's funny. I watched TV either last night or the night before, one of the newscasts. They did a feature on real estate, and David Price, his home sold, his so-called mansion somewhere or other in one of the Boston suburbs. I guess we wouldn't have been able to use Price anyways this season, huh?
I guess not, but hey, he gets to sit home and count his cash, so he's got plenty of time to do so now.
All right, other MLB news, Andy?
Well, former Sox GM Dave Dombrowski now has a new job. He's moving to Nashville to work for Music City Baseball LLC with an attempt to bring Major League Baseball to Nashville with an expansion franchise, which will have an existing team relocate.
Wow. Is there going to be expansion? Maybe, obviously not this year, but...
Not this year, and this may slow things down a bit with the coronavirus and the finances of Major League Baseball. I would probably say the better chance at this point might be a team relocating down the road, but we'll have to see how that all plays out. But Dave Dombrowski, he'll be leading the charge in Nashville.
You got it. Okay. Andy, and finally, wrap it up. Anything else for us to know as we head into the weekend here?
Yeah, a couple key dates to keep an eye out for if the season does get underway. The St. Louis Cardinals will be replacing the New York Yankees as a Chicago White Sox opponent in the August 13th Field of Dreams game in Dyersville, Iowa. That game will be on Fox. Not sure if there'll be fans allowed to attend. On August 16th, Major League Baseball will honor the 100th anniversary of the Negro Leagues. August 28th will be Jackie Robinson Day. Then September 9th, Roberto Clemente Day.
Gotcha. Andy, always good talking with you. Thanks for your time. Have a great weekend, and we'll talk again soon.
Looking forward to it.
Baseball insider Andy Carbone with us here on MSONewsSports.com.